Good morning. As we get close to start construction, there seems to be a little bit of confusion about what all the different definitions mean. And I think maybe we'll clarify how we go forward from here on. As you remember, in the fall, we told you that we were going to start working on preparing the site for Bechtel to be able to take over at the end of the first quarter. On that score, nothing has changed. We will start construction in April. In earnest, and Bechtel will be on the site. We have enough capital to make sure, or access to enough capital to make sure that we can do the first year worth of construction. So I know it's people normally want to talk about FID or and things like this. It doesn't apply here. You've got to divide our next year into the first one, construction, and construction will start in April of this year, as we have promised you. The second issue is, have we continued to completely de-risk the project? It's not completely de-risked. Construction will continue to de-risk, yes, but will not be final, because what is really critical is putting the financing together. And on that score, timing is everything. Remember a year and a half ago, I told you to watch JKM and Henry Hub, because that will determine everything. Well, today, JKM and Henry Hub are so far apart that the commercial reason for doing a deal like this is very, very obvious. It started a year ago when winter prices around the world started becoming very, very high, and it continued through recent weeks, where now it is so critical that President Biden is doing his best to find gas for, in particular, Europe, but also for the rest of the world. And that is a major challenge. So we are now in a situation where we have signed non-disclosure agreements with 45 different financial institutions. This is like herding cats. Should we rush through the process? No, because 45 different financial institutions will have a lot of different criteria, a lot of different things that they will look for in a final financing. And it is critical to get it right for the value of the shareholder. So we're not going to rush through that process. We're very comfortable starting the construction program without being completely sure that the financing would be put in place, but the board felt comfortable enough that we would get the financing in short order and possibly before we have to start construction. But we will not rush through that process. We will make sure that we get the right financing put in place from a smaller group of these 45 financial institutions. And to remind you, we're looking for two pieces of paper, one that is a normal bank debt, that is kind of run of the mill. And we've got a number of banks that are now willing to consider a project like this. This would have been impossible 6 months ago. And we are also dealing with most of the large private and infrastructure equity financing to have an equity-like instrument that will come in on top of the bank debt to finish putting the financing together. We feel very confident and comfortable that this will be done. So two things to focus on. First, construction. It will start in April. Second, financing. It might be done by April, but it could take a little bit longer because we intend to do it right. Thank you.
Cautionary information about forward-looking statements. This presentation contains forward-looking statements within the meaning of U.S. federal securities laws. The words anticipate, assume, believe, budget, estimate, expect, forecast, initial, intend, may, plan, potential, project, proposed, should, will, would, and similar expressions are intended to identify forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements herein relate to, among other things, construction activities, liquidity, the financing of the Driftwood project and the timing and structuring thereof and market conditions. The forward-looking statements are subject to numerous risks and uncertainties. These risks and uncertainties include the matters discussed in Item 1A of Part 1 of the Annual Report on Form 10-K of Tellurian for the fiscal year ended December 31st, 2020, and other Tellurian filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, all of which are incorporated by reference herein. The forward-looking statements in this presentation speak as of February 1st, 2022, the date it was posted. Although Tellurian may from time to time voluntarily update its prior forward-looking statements, it disclaims any commitment to do so except as required by securities laws.